Sammy is clapping back and clearing up the misconception about her OnlyFans.
Plus, Brian Austin Green's lady Sharna Burgess just hit up his ex Megan Fox, but is there drama? We're going to break it down.
And later, Andrew Froyen talks to Curtis Stone and the cast of Iron Chef, quest for an Iron Legend.
Yes.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Yay! And it's good to see Heidi and Frank back in the place and back again, making our day even brighter. We got the super talented singer and actress, Tamar Braxton.
Aw, thank you guys. I love being here. Oh my God, so great to be here.
All right, well, this Sunday is Father's Day, and if that's news to you, you better run out and buy a number one dad coffee mug. And of course, we want to wish a happy Father's Day to our own Dish Daddies.
Yes.
Head Crack and Frank.
Yes. Oh,
sorry we didn't get you a mug or anything.
It's all good.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, glad you came to work. Yeah. And Chucky, honey, I know, honey, you're a dog daddy, so I'm going to wish you Happy Poppy's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you,
yes,
Gary.
Honey. So now, Tamar, honey, what tea, honey, you sipping on?
Oh, baby, Tay-Tay has the tea, okay? So a few days ago, we talked about Charlie Sheen's 18-year-old daughter, Sammy Sheen, starting an OnlyFans page and how Charlie is not too thrilled about it. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, well, during an IG and Q&A session, a troll asked Sammy, do you really think you have the body for OnlyFans?
Damn.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Well, Sam clacked back with the pic where she's holding a plate of pizza and said, there is no body you need to have to do an OnlyFans. All bodies are beautiful. How about
that's
that?
Right. I'm here for that. That's right. I can do OnlyFans.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what you got, somebody is willing to pay.
There's a lid for every pot.
Chewy, there are sickos out there. There are sickos out there. You can totally do one.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know what Sammy's showing on OnlyFans, but we do know that Eric Dane's fans are showing him some McSteamy pics.
Okay.
Eric is straight in real life, but on Euphoria, he plays a closeted dad. And on Andy Cohen's radio show, Eric shared that women don't DM him, but instead he gets all kinds of eggplant pics popping up in his DMs. Check this out.
Oh, yes.
I think guys now assume that I'm going the other way, which is fine. I've seen a lot of ugly penises. I've seen a lot of pretty ones.
Wow.
This interview just got hot, didn't it, buddy?
Yes, it did.
What the DM.
Yeah.
He need to follow me those pictures, baby, honey.
Okay.
I get one-legged dogs missing an eyeball, have four ears, and need some sort of home because they're incontinent. That's my DMs, and I welcome it.
Yeah.
I welcome it.
I don't know what energy I'm giving off. Like, I get, like, scriptures.
Do you get
like,
crazy DMs, really? Tamar?
Yes. No, I wish I got the pics. I don't get any
You're in the wrong side of your DMs. Like, I've been saying this all week.
We talked about this, Tamar.
You got to go where the vagrants and the miscreants are.
I don't even think they're there either.
HK, you got to show her where to go on her DMs, brother, and this is going to be the
Wait a second.
The
you're going to go blind.
Yeah, there's two categories of DMs.
There's three.
There's three. Yes.
There's a deep DM.
The deep DM.
Yeah.
And you got to click over to see
them. Yes. See, there's primary, general, and requests.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Wait a second. Yes. Maybe I am getting a lot
Maybe
of good stuff.
Maybe I am, too. Wait, me too, hell. Okay.
You got to sign up for Instagram Prime, though.
Heidi has 100-plus requests.
Trying to hit at you.
Can we even open that up on live
Phaedra
television?
Phaedra just hit up Heidi. Phaedra hit you up.
Well, she probably tagged you in a promo.
No,
post.
Phaedra, no, it's little tongue emoji.
See? Told you it'd be lit in there.
All right, so former housewife of New York City, Dorinda Medley, is still not feeling former Orange County housewife Vicki Gunvalson. So the two ladies had a bit of a tiff while filming. Now, the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Ex-Wives Club, that's what they were filming back in September of last year. And never quite reconciled. But that's not stopping Vicky from reaching out to her East Coast arch nemesis, Dorinda. In a recent interview, Dorinda said, I have hundreds and hundreds of texts from her, but I don't really respond. She not only wrote 100 texts, she left me a very long voicemail. She said, listen, this is great. She said, listen, once I clap back, I go silent.
I'm leaving you on red.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes a little psycho when, like, I might text you one. And you don't text back and say, hey, not sure if you got my last text, and then say what I want to say. And if you don't respond, I'm done. I'll do two twice.
You're done?
Two and out.
But you know what, though? Dorinda might want to keep those text messages for receipts, though, honey. I mean, we could just think that's probably why she's not blocking us. So, hey. But I think that's the best form of revenge. When you block somebody and they try to reach out to you, this is message blocking active, yes. User not available. Ooh. It hurts.
Yeah.
Because that's you have no way to get a hold of that
it
person.
Hurts. Powerful.
Yes.
It really
Wait a second. If I block somebody, they know I've blocked them?
Yeah. Absolutely.
If they try to text you or reach out, yep.
If it rings and then goes busy, you're blocked.
Blocked.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
I might be blocked a lot, guys.
It is a powerful place to sit.
We're sorry. Oh the number God. You have reached is that not in service at this time.
That happened to me once, too. So Ingrid and Austin, pick up my phone calls.
Well, more in text message news. Brian Austin Green's soon-to-be baby mama, Sharna Burgess, revealed that she took control of what could have been messy situation between her and Brian's ex-wife, Megan Fox.
Oh, boy.
Sharna said she reached out to Megan 5 months into her relationship with Brian through a text and said this.
I'd love to reach out and say, hey, I'm around your kids all the time. If you ever want to know anything about me or if you ever want to get coffee, let me know. If there's any way I can support you in being part of this situation, let me know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
You are so fired. You are fired.
It turns out that Megan really was appreciative, which I think shows a lot of maturity. Now, Tamar, don't you feel, and I hate to put us ladies, and I hate to stereotype, but I think in a lot of situations, it would have been way shadier than that.
I remember, like, my son's father, he had a girlfriend, and I was really happy, you know, that he had a relationship, you know, moved on. He seemed like he was really into her. But then, like, she turned around and, like, attacked me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't even meet her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe because she wanted to meet you and she felt a certain way because, like, you know, she couldn't, you know, like, you know, intertwine with you in that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. I wanted to be homies with her, but, you know, she shut that down.
All right. What do you think was going through Brian's head when he found out that Sharna wanted Megan's number?
Why would you want to talk to her? Why?
Like, what do you think your last two exes, if they got together and talked about you, what would they say, Tanner?
Oh, don't.
That's our time, everybody.
Up next, honey, was there a smash alert between Paris Hilton and Tom Cruise? That's hard. But first, honey, Headcrack has an offer, honey, you are going to love.
Yes.
Ooh, Gary, I don't know about you, but going to the post office is not on my list of things that I like to do.
Ooh, honey, me either, Headcrack, especially, honey, now with this heat wave we got going on.
Now, just imagine you're running a small business. You can't afford to waste a single moment, so using Stamps.com instead is what you need. Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective.
Oh, so I can send packages, honey, without leaving my air-conditioned home.
That's right, Gary. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer, and you get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. All you need is your regular computer and printer, no special supplies or equipment, and you're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send.
Oh, now that sounds fabulous.
It is. So stop wasting time and start saving money when you use Stamps.com to mail and ship. Sign up with promo code DishNation for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code DishNation.
Oh, gonna sign up right now and stay tuned for more DishNation.
DishNation. DishNation.
Welcome back.
Yes.
It looks like Paris Hilton still knows how to get her fans' attention. She recently posted a video on TikTok that went viral, and fans questioned whether she was romantically involved with Tom Cruise.
TC?
Yeah.
Isn't Tom Cruise married?
No, she's married.
Isn't Tom Cruise
He's not married.
But she is.
She is married, yeah.
She is, but it wasn't the real Tom Cruise. It was his doppelganger named Miles Fisher. Take a look.
Paris, I don't want to be late to this premiere. We gotta go.
You should always run fashionably late. It's your night.
You're so absolutely beautiful.
I love fake Tom Cruise and real Paris Hilton together. I mean, why can't we?
What a weird ass world we live in. This is what, and then I'm just realizing this is our job.
They should reboot The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and fake Tom Cruise.
Would
you need to drive through a Dairy Queen.
Would any of you date a person that looked like your favorite celeb? Like, if somebody looked like Lupita Nyong'o, I might.
That's literally my goal.
Really?
Date someone who looks like my
we
favorite
have a friend, and I have a friend who married a woman who looked like Britney Spears.
No, that's the only reason. He was always a big Britney Spears fan.
And he loved her.
Are they still together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it good?
Still together?
What about you, Tanner? What's your, like, celebrity crush?
Oh, my gosh. All kinds. Life is a buffet, you know? Life is a buffet. I like all kinds.
Wow.
Wait, all kinds?
Not like all kinds, kinds.
Ooh. But all kinds.
Not like all kinds. Like, I'll get a lot of DMs, and it won't be from those kinds. You
okay.
Know?
Okay.
We got you, bro. All right. Well, Jennifer Aniston and her longtime stylist friend Chris McMillan recently posted a photo on Instagram together, and Jennifer took it back to Friends fashion and wore the same exact printed dress that her co-star, Courtney Cox, wore on the show. God, that was about 20 years ago now. Still fits into it.
Jennifer Aniston with the flex.
No, but I'm
still
not...
fits into it. It wasn't even her dress. Why is she putting on Courtney Cox's dress? Why is she putting something she wore back on the show? Seems kind of shady to put on something. I know Courtney's out. Courtney looks good.
Yes.
So I think Courtney could probably fit in that dress. Yeah. I don't know why she would put on Courtney's dress.
Why she had it is a little
creepy. No, it's because they probably... There was probably a dress from the Friends show, the Friends set. They all share like the same racks of clothing.
This isn't that impressive though, because recently, and I've been really trying, you know, hard to lose weight and everything, and I recently was able to wear something that I had for 20 years.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, it was a hat, but still.
Oh, stop it.
You couldn't fit on a couch you sat on 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Friends.
Oh, come on. That was good.
High five. Moving along from things that are ducked up, the Duck Dynasty crew is back. They have a new show called Duck Family Treasure, and you will get to see the West Monroe brothers embark on a treasure hunt, y'all. Yay. With metal detectors in their hands, you can start streaming it this Monday on Fox Nation. Check it out.
Si, didn't you get the memo?
We're still hunting,
but for treasure.
Are back and on the hunt for treasure.
Okay, now Tanner, you'll be dishing with these guys next week on the show. Are you trying to be on the next treasure hunt, brother? You kind of look like you're in the family.
Yeah, yeah, look, I feel bad because I trimmed my beard. I might have to put on a fake one to mix in. But no, yeah, I would love to go on a treasure hunt.
Are they trying to find the treasures in each other's beards?
That's where that chicken wing went.
Nice,
good comb.
I feel like if I was going to be on a treasure hunting show,
could you grow a beard?
Oh, honey. I have to shave before every show. It's hormones! I would wear an outfit made of magnet.
Okay. And just roll around.
I reach in somewhere and I see what I pull out, me pushing Hottie off the top of a hill. And I go this, and I stand up, and I go, "What nugget?" And you can pick it off of me and see a bunch of nails and tacks.
They do that in canals and stuff with the magnets.
Do they? They'll
drop strong magnets in, then fish them back out and see what they pull off the bottom.
That's what I'd wear. I'd get a whole magnet suit.
We'll drop you in the water.
Yeah. I'll go to the bottom and I'll just kind of lay down and I'll get back up and go like, "What'd I get, Tanner?"
I like this.
Is that a dead body?
She's coming in watching.
Hamilton's on the hunt. I'm into it.
Up next, Andrew Freund chats with the cast of Iron Chef Quest for an Iron Legend. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here at the London Hotel in West Hollywood, California, getting ready to sit down with the entire cast of Iron Chef. Check it out. I made a big mistake last night because I popped a gummy and then I started binging the show. I have never been so hungry in my entire life.
Of course not. With all those ingredients.
I'm supposed to watch it die.
That's torture.
Dying. Like, she's making the tostada. You're wrapping chicken skin and the lobster.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend having a gummy and watching this show because you're going to get hungry. But I want to know, you guys, kind of working with everyone, was there any competition between the legends? But was it a fun competition? What do you think?
There's always competitions around the legends. That's how we got here, right? Like, chefs, we have to be a little bit competitive to, you know, when we open a restaurant, we have to be better than our neighbors. So I think some of the juices came out.
Let's say I'm gonna have a date night. It's gonna be a Netflix and chill night. What is a simple menu I can do for a Netflix and chill night? Notice how I keep saying the word Netflix.
I think this is a great fried rice night because you've got a wok, you've got hopefully flames, you've got leftovers that you can bring left and right. And if you're really playing your cards right, a lot of those ingredients can go into breakfast the next day.
Oh my God, he just blew my mind. Who's someone you've cooked for that sticks out in your mind?
Doing the state dinner for the first state dinner for President Obama was amazing. or when he came to the restaurant. The restaurant was so young. It was early stage of the restaurant with the President of the United States come to your restaurant in Harlem. It was just such a big occasion. And it was also nerve-wracking, just like Iron Chef, but it was also fun.
What is he eating?
Listen, Michelle Obama is the one that really tells us, you know, it was great working with the former First Lady for both of those dinners, and I would say she's more of a foodie than he is.
Curtis, who would you say is the biggest diva or divo on set and why?
It was Ming. Let me just be straight. You know, like, he's the biggest diva. Yeah, he takes the longest time in hair and makeup, which you wouldn't believe it, would you? I mean, but he does. And, but we love him.
And it's only because I'm 58 years old and I look 10 years younger than Curtis. He has this little kind of chip on his shoulder. I think they call it a chip down under, don't they?
Who was the biggest diva or biggest divo?
Ming on both. Clearly, like, I don't have to think. Can I just answer, shut it down? Clearly, me.
Really?
By the way, did he even show up or did he come on his private plane? Are we still waiting? Yeah.
Funny, I think he said the same thing.
Yeah. Oh! You got me, that's good.
Finally closing this out. What does your uncle say? What did your uncle tell you? Because I know he told you something, I believe.
He said.
I like the dream!
I love it.
And then he also told him, don't bugger it up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
If you haven't seen the trailer for the new Elvis biopic, you gotta watch because it shows how hard Austin Butler worked to transform into Elvis Presley. Mm. Yeah, in a recent interview, Austin revealed that his personal relationship suffered for his art because he didn't see any of his family or friends for 3 years while preparing for the role.
That's your dream.
I know. It's like, please give me the role of something so I can separate my
for 3 years.
And even now, after a year since filming, Austin says he's still trying to balance his life from the role.
Like, it's tough to be away from your friends and family for 3 years.
Yes. I get it, but if you're living the dream, like, chill. Like, after he's done with that, move on.
I mean, as
brother.
Far as a role, a biopic that's going to be scrutinized mm-hmm. by so
it's
many,
this
I mean,
one.
You have to go out and go method on it.
Oh. Who could you see yourself playing? And if you were like, we're gonna cast you in this, who would you play? Frank, yeah, Frank go.
Well, how long do I have to be away from my family?
A couple years.
Anybody
where I have to go about 10 years away
Frank.
From my family.
Then
I'll do that.
It's really going to tell
anybody that takes you away for 10 years?
Yeah, exactly.
Frank would play Oprah Winfrey, bro, if it's going to get him away from his family that long.
It'll take at least 25 years to master Oprah.
Heidi, who do you think? Who would you play?
Gail.
I could do Gail.
It's either Hulk Hogan or Julia Roberts. I love your Julia.
What if we remake Pretty Woman with Hulk Hogan in that scene? And he goes,
I'd love to be your beck and call girl, brother, but you're a rich, good-looking guy, brother. You can get a million girls free, brother.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.